Today's shir is Masechta Tainus Daf Chav Ches, and we will begin on Daf Chav Ches of an Aleph at the top of the Amid. The Mishnah taught us Parsha Gedoyla, Karnasai Mishnayim B'Shakras, or B'Musaf. We read Parsha Gedoyla with two people receiving Aliyas, or B'Musaf, or B'Mincha Karn Alpiyam. Musaf, we'll see what the status of Musaf is. And Mincha Koyin Alpeim, they read it by heart. Koyin Shema, just like we recite the Kriya Shema, not necessarily from a Sefer Torah. Ibayilu. So ask the Gemara, how do we define the words of the Mishnah? Hechi Kamer, how do we understand the Mishnah? Do we understand the Mishnah to be saying, B'Shachos of Mincha, Koyinus of a Sefer? During Shachos of Musaf, we read by the days of my modos from a Sefer Torah, or by Mincha Koyinus Alpeh Koyinus Shema, and by Mincha we read the Kriya of that day from by heart as we read the Kriya Shema. I don't mahachik tani. Perhaps the way to understand the Mishnah is the Shachris Koyinus of a Sefer, but Shachris we read it from a Sefer Torah, or by Musaf or by Mincha Koyinus Alpeh. By Musaf and Mincha we read it by heart, Kikarna Shema. So in other words, the Gemara's question is, what is the status of Musaf? Do we consider Musaf like Shachris and read it from a Sefer Torah, or do we consider it like Mincha and read it by heart? Tashma, so the Gemara brings a Raya from a Braisa, the Tanya, it says in the Braisa, B'Shachas Musaf, Nechnasnul Beis HaKnesses, they would go into the Shul, V'Karin Kederach Shekarin Kol HaShana, and they would read from the Sefer Torah, as we always read from the Sefer Torah, from inside the Sefer Torah. Or B'Mincha, Yochid Kairah Sarapah. Mincha, an individual, reads it by heart. Omer Rav Yossi, asked Rav Yossi, V'chi Yochid Yochid Likras Divrei Torah Alpeh B'Tzibur, is it permitted for an individual to read Divrei Torah from by heart? The halacha is Tvarim Shebiksav Yat Rishayim Rama Alpeh. So if we all want to be Yotze our Chiv of Kriya, we cannot be Yotze our Chiv of Kriya with an individual reading Alpeh. Therefore, says Rabbi Yossi, the way to understand the Brayse is by Mincha Kula Nechnasim. All the members of the Maimid would come into Shul for Koyinus Alpeh. Each one would read from the parsha that was to be read that day by heart, each one individually for himself, Koyinus Shema, just like we read the Kriya Shema. And that is indeed the halacha, the Dvarim Shebiksav, Iyat Rishoyim Nemra Alpeh. And the issue here, however, what we see from our Gemara clearly is this halacha of Dvarim Shebiksav, it yater Rishayim Rama Alpeh, is only when we're being yoytze one person from another person. But if we're not being yoytze one person from another person, then there is no issue of Dvarim Shebiksav yater Rishayim Rama Alpeh. And that's why they were allowed to read from each one of them by heart. It wasn't one person being Moitzi the Tzibur. There's also a question in the Paiskim if this halacha Dvarim Shebiksav Yatar Shoyim Lomer Alpeh is only from the Chamishi Chumashim Torah, or is it also from a din in what it says in the Nevi'im Ksuvim. Another shaila is this halacha Dvarim Shebiksav Yatar Shoyim Lomer Alpeh only said from a Sefer Torah? You could only be Yotze, you only could read it from a Sefer Torah that's written like a Sefer Torah on a cloth with all the halachos of Sefer Torah, or even from printed matter. And that's really the shaila, if Haftorah must be read from a cloth. If we say that the halacha of Dvarim Shebiksav Yat Rishayim Lomer Alpeh also applies to Nevi'im Ksuvim, and does not, and the halacha will be that it has to be from a written cloth, written properly, Haftorah would have to be read from a cloth, which is the minhag in some shuls. However, if we say it doesn't apply to Nevi'im Ksuvim, or even if we say it does apply to Nevi'im Ksuvim, but if the whole sefer is written even on a printed matter, it's acceptable. Therefore, we could be mekayim mitzvah Haftorah from reading it from a printed Tanakh. The Rishayim also say that a tefillah that it doesn't apply by tefillah. And moreover, if something is shogr b'fikol, if everybody is familiar with the words, even if it's the very Torah, it could be said by heart. The question that the Achroidim ask is, according to the Rishonim, what is the definition of shogr b'fikol? Does it have to be shogr in the mouth of everyone? Or is it enough that it's shogr in the mouth of the person who's saying the psukim? So we learned in the Mishnah, Koyom Shiesh by Hallel, any day that there was a Hallel, Ain by Maimed, there was no Maimed. And the Mishnah continued teaching us, and that according to Rabbi Yeshua, whenever carbon eitzim and were brought, there was no Maimed by Ne'ila. But by Mincha, there was a regular Maimed. Ask the Gemara, Ma Hefresh Ben Zelazah, what's the difference between the Maimed of Ne'ila, which is superseded because of the carbon eitzim, and not the maimed of mincha, which is not nitcha? Answers the, that's the way Rashi explains the Gemara's question. Tosfos along the same line asks, says the Gemara's question is, why is there a difference between carbon musaf and carbon eitzim? The carbon musaf does have the ability to be doicha the maimed of mincha, but carbon eitzim does not have the ability to be doicha the maimed of nila. The Maimed of Mincha. In other words, again, the Gemara's question is, why is it easier to be Doicha, the Maimed of Ne'ila? Answers the Gemara, Halala de Vitaira, Mincha is Midaraisa, and Halala de Vesayfrim, whereas Ne'ila is only Midrabanan, so it's easier to be Doicha Ne'ila. And the Mefarshim all explain, certainly the point of our Gemara is not to say that Tefillas Mincha is Daraisa, because we know that the Rambam holds that tefillah in general is only drabbanan, and even the Ramban, who holds that tefillah is the raisa, doesn't certainly agrees that the specific tefillahs are only the drabbanan. So what's pshat when the Gemara says that tefillahs mincha is the raisa? So the Gemara re-explains, given that there is a basis for the concept of damning mincha with the raisa, as the pasuk says, Vayetze Yitzchak L'suach Besada, that's the source for Tefillas Mincha. So since that's the source, since Mincha does have a remez in the Torah, whereas for Ne'ila there is no remez in the Torah, so Mincha is stronger, more significant than Ne'ila. That's why it's more difficult to be Doicha Tefillas Mincha versus being Doicha Tefillas Ne'ila. So we learned Zman Atzikan V'am. The Mishnah taught us about this concept of that they donated wood. Tanarabon. Lama Hutzuchu Loim Zman Atzikan V'am. What's the point when the Mishnah teaches us about the Zman Atzikan V'am? Amru. Kshol B'nei Goyla. When the people from the Goyla came up, when they built the second base of Migdosh, Loimotza Eitzim B'lishka. They did not find any wood in the chamber where they kept the wood. V'am de Elu V'snad M'shalhem. So these families contributed wood. For kach hisn nevim shemaneim. So the nevim amongst them made the following stipulation: so filo lishka melei etzim, that even if the chamber does have enough wood, you elam esnadim shalhem, on the specific dates identified in our Mishnah, these families every year have the right to bring wood. Shenemar vegoyrus ipalnu, as the pasuk says in Nehemiah, we cast lottery al carbon eitzim hakahanim alvim va'am lahavi lebeis l'kain, to bring wood to Hakadosh Baruch Hu's home, the base of esen l'itim zamanim, to bring it to her, according to her families at specific times, shana b'shana, every year, levar mizbeach Hashem, that this wood will be burnt on the Hakadosh Baruch Hu's mizbeach to kos b'tayra. So Mefarshim ask, what's the goyal here? These families came forth and donated wood. What was the point of the lottery? So Mefarshim explained that, as our Mishnah taught us, there were 9 families that came forth to donate wood. These families, each family wanted to be first out of the 9, that they should be the first to bring wood. To decide which family would be first or which family second and so on, that was decided through the Goyrel. The Goyrel decided what order these families should donate the wood. There's an interesting discussion in the Paiskim based on our Gemara. We know that in halacha there's a concept of a chazaka. If one has a chazaka that he does a specific mitzvah, he has that right to hold on to that chazaka. The halacha gives him that right. If somebody is about tefillah, he has the right to hold on to the chazaka of davening for amid. If somebody is does different mitzvahs, he has the right to hold on to chazaka. And the Paiskim seem to say that even where one has a chazaka, not because he paid for a dvar mitzvah, he just has a chazaka that he does this mitzvah, he has a right to hold on to that chazaka. And the proof is our Gemara, that these families that established their chazaka, they didn't pay for it. They established the chazaka that they would be the families donating the wood on the specific dates, held on to that chazaka for many years. However, I saw in the Marsham that he says that if anything, we perhaps could bring a proof from our Gemara to the contrary. Because our Gemara says that it was Hisnu Nevi'im Shebeneihem. The Nevi'im had to make a specific stipulation that these families hold on to this right for many years to come. Says the Marsham, if there's a concept in Halacha of Chazaka, so why was there a need for a special stipulation from the Nevi'im? These families had a chazaka. Says the Marsham, from here we see that a chazaka, and particularly a chazaka, that one didn't pay for this chazaka, he just got it by volunteering, is not something that one necessarily can hold on to. The Nevi'im, by this situation of donating the wood, made a special stipulation that they will be able to hold on to the chazaka. So we learned, V'imam kahanim avim kami, Tana Rabbanan. So we learned in the Mishnah that one of the families were called Goinvei Eli or Koitzei Ktzios. Ask the Gemara, Mayhaya b'nei Goinvei Eli, what does it mean, the people that smuggled in, so to speak, the Eli, that's some sort of a knife, or b'nei Koitzei Ktzios, not like a knife, it's more like a pestle, more like a mortar, or b'nei Koitzei Ktzios, and the people who cut the figs. Amru. Pam achas gozer malchus k'seir Yisroel. One time there was a decree passed against Klal Yisroel, Shlo Yaviu Eitzel Marocha, that they should not be allowed to bring wood to the Mizbeach, B'Shlo Yaviu Bikurim L'Yerushalayim, and they should not be allowed to bring Bikurim to Yerushalayim. The Mefarshim asks, why did the government make a decree specifically against these two issues? So the Marsha says that since these two mitzvahs were people did B'Simcha, Klal Yisroel were Mekayim these two mitzvahs B'Simcha, mitzvahs that Klal Yisrael and Mekayim B'Simcha have a very strong power. That's why they specifically decreed against these two mitzvahs. The Ein Yaakov, I saw, says a different pshat. He says that for the government to make decrees that Jews should not be allowed to be Mekayim mitzvahs is something difficult for them to accomplish. They need to have some sort of an excuse. For these two mitzvahs, they were able to come up with an excuse. What was their excuse? They said that by people bringing Bikurim, the first fruits, to the Beis HaMikdash, and bringing wood to the Beis HaMikdash, they were causing a shortage of supply in these materials, and therefore they made a decree. So certainly their decree wasn't because of a perceived shortage. They made this decree because they wanted to make a decree against Jews. These decrees they were able to get away with because they had some sort of excuse. V'shiva prusdas al drachim, and they put guards on the road to prevent people from being able to go up to Yerushalayim. Kederech shahayshiv Yeravim ben Nevat. The way Yeravim ben Nevat, we know Yeravim ben Nevat was the one that split the Malchus by Klal Yisrael between Melech Yehuda and Melech Yisrael. Yeravim ben Nevat was the first Melech Yisrael, and he did not want Klal Yisrael to go up to Yerushalayim to be Oil Regal. They would perhaps go back to Malchus Yehuda. So he put guards on the way, Shloyal Yisrael Regal, to prevent Klal Yisrael from being Oil Regal. Ma also ksherim shabayis adav yirechet. What did the ksherim and the yirechet of that generation do? Hevi yusali bikurim. They would bring baskets of bikurim. V'chipa b'ktzias. They would cover them with dried figs. V'notlu ve'elek seifim. They carry these baskets with a le, the sort of a mortar on their shoulders. The kivin shigiyat prasgos, when they would reach to the gods, amlem lehechem hataholchem, where are you going? Amlem, they would say, lasa shnei iguli dveila, we're going to make 2 cakes of pressed figs, v'mechtesha shilfaneinu, with the mortar that's with us, v'bali shel kfaseinu, and with the thing that's on our shoulders, kivin shavar mehem, once they passed, itrim b'salim, they would take and decorate the baskets of the kurim in nice baskets, v'vim yushalayim, and they would bring them to Yerushalayim. So that's why they were given this covered, because they went out of their way to be mekayim these 2 mitzvahs. Tana. And we learned in the Braisa, hein hein b'nei salmi hanusofosi. So the way Rashi explains, that a similar story to what happened with the Gonvei Eli and the Koitzei Ktzios happened with this family. The Bar Tanura learns that it was actually the same family, and explains the Braisa. Tana Rabbonin, Mahein b'nei salmi hanusofosi. What's so special about this family? Omru, Pamachas Gozra Machs Kseir Yisrael, they made a decree, Shloyavi Eitzel Merecha, they should not be allowed to bring wood to the Mizbeach. Veshiva Prisdos Al Drachim, and they put guards on the way, Kederach Sheshiv Yerovim Benavot Al Drachim, the way Yerovim Benavot put guards on the way, Shloyal Yisrael Regal, the Kleisol should not be oil Regal. Ma Osu Yirei Chet Shibay Sador, what did the people who were Yirei Shemaim do? Hiviu Gezreim, they took logs of wood, vosum sumas, and they made them into ladders. Why specifically ladders? So Mefarshim explain. The halacha is that the wood that's supposed to be brought to be used in Mizbeach has to be eitzim she'enim suloim, wood that's not wormy. It's a disrespectful to bring wood that has wormholes in it to Mizbeach. If these people would have made the wood into some sort of a chair or something else, then the gods would have asked them, why do you use such high quality wood to make a chest or something else? And they wouldn't have an answer. But to make a ladder, it's obvious that one is going to use high quality wood, because he doesn't want Chas V'Shalom the ladder to break and he'll fall. And that's why they specifically made these wood into ladders. And they put them on the shoulders for holchalhem, and that's how they went to the Beis Hamikdash. Kivin shegiatzlon, as they met the gods, amlehem lehechmat holchem, where are you going with these ladders? Amlehem, they responded, lahavi goyzos mishayvish lefenenu, to be able to carry off the pigeons from the trees that are in front of us. Ubesuma shakasenu, we'll climb up to the top of the tree with these ladders. Kivin shavrimhem, once they passed the guards, pirkum, they dismantled the ladders. The Vim Ve'el Mishlaim, they brought them up to Yerushalayim. V'Leim V'Kiyotz B'Moimer, regarding such people who went out of their way to be able to mekayim a mitzvah, the pasuk says, Zeichet Tzadik Levrocha. V'Yerovim B'Nevot V'Chaverov Nemar, who wanted to prevent people from doing mitzvahs, it says V'Shem Rishoyim Yirkov, the names of Rishoyim Shirat. The Mashah explains that in the previous Gemara, the Koitzei Ktzias and the Gonvei Eli were called Ksherim and Yirei Chet. In our Gemara, the people carrying the ladders were only called Yirei Chet. Explains the Mashal. The people who wanted to bring wood to the Mizbeach are called Yirei Chet. They were worried about an Aveira, and therefore they wanted the Mizbeach to remain operational, because as we've learned so many times, the Mizbeach brings a Kapara to Klal Yisrael. On the other hand, the people who brought Bikurim, that has nothing specifically to do with Yirei Chet, that has to do with Ksherim. So in the previous Gemara, we have people bringing both wood and Bikurim, so they're called Yirei Chet for the wood, and they're called Ksherim for the Bikurim that they brought. But in this Gemara, we only spoke about people bringing wood for the Mizbeach, so the only title that's relevant is Yirei Chet. We learned in the Mishnah, the Be'esrim boy, on the 20th day of Av, it was the turn of the family of Bnei Pachas Moy ben Yehuda. Tana, so we learned in the Braisa, Bnei Pachas Moy ben Yehuda, Hein Hein David ben Yehuda. This really is the family of David ben Yehuda. Divrei Meila. Why is David called Pachas Moyav? Because as we know, David's great great grandmother was Rus, who was the daughter of the Pachas Moyav. The king of Moyav was always called Pachas Moyev. It refers to Yoav ben Tzruya, because Yoav Tzruya was David HaMelech's sister, so she too was a descendant of Moav, a descendant of Rus, and that's who's referred to in the family of Pachas Moav. Be'esim be'elo, we learned in the Mishnah, in Esim be'elo, it was the turn of Bnei Adam ben Yehuda. Tanur Abonin, Bnei Adam ben Yehuda, Heinheim Bnei David ben Yehuda. The family of Ben Adam ben Yehuda is the same family as David ben Yehuda. Why is David called Adon? So the Gemara in Masechta Maikotin says that David HaMelech was called Adinai Ho'atzini. Why was he called Adinai Ho'atzini? Adini means somebody who's soft and pliable. When David HaMelech learned in the Beis Medrash, he was soft and pliable. He was ready to learn from everyone. But when he went out to war, he was Atzini. He was like eights. He was like wood. Tough and hard. Hard to fight against. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yossi Yomer, who was this family of Edom? Bnei Yoav ben Tzruya. Be'echad b'teves. So we learned in the Mishnah. And echad b'teves, shava b'dei parashniya. And as we explained when we learned the Mishnah from the Tosfos Yontif, the family of Parash had already previously donated wood. But when Rish Chodesh Teves came along, they ran out of wood, and there was no one who had promised to give wood till Rish Chodesh Nissan. So the family of Parash donated wood a second time. So that's why they mentioned the Mishnah as a family who gave wood twice. Asking Ramanim as Nissan, who is the Tanav Mishnah? Loi Ramei, v'loi Rabbi Yehuda, v'loi Rabbi Yossi. It doesn't go according to Ramei or Rabbi Yehuda or Rabbi Yossi. Because if Ramei, according to Ramei, listening to Shav Bnei Dov Ben Yehuda Shnia, according to Ramei, the family of Dov Ben Yehuda brought wood twice. Once, as is mentioned in the Mishnah, and the second time, it's the family of Pachas Moav. If Rabbi Yehuda, again, listening to Shav Bnei Dov Ben Yehuda Shnia, the Mishnah should mention that the family of Dov Ben Yehuda is the family that donated wood twice, because one time mentioned, and the second time by the family of Edom. And if Rabbi Yossi, listening to Shav Bnei Yoav Ben Tzruya Shnia, according to Rabbi Yossi, the family of Yoav gave wood twice, once identified as Pachas Moav, and once identified as the family of Edom. Answers the Gemara Oil and Rabbi Yossi, the Tanav Mishnah's Rabbi Yossi, the Trei Tanoim leave the Rabbi Yossi. The two Tanoim that say Pshat and Rabbi Yossi don't agree with each other. So the Braisa that says that Edom, the Rabbi Yossi holds that Edom was Yoav, will not agree with the Tana, with the Braisa that says Pachas Moav was Yoav. In other words, Yoav only gave wood once. Tosfos asks that if the Gemara is saying this Teretz that there's a machloitis, what Rabbi Yossi holds, the Gemara could have said this Teretz even according to Ramea. Why do we have to say it specifically according to Rabbi Yossi? Answers Tosfos that since we have a rule throughout Shas that Rabbi Yossi in the Mukai Imai, what Rabbi Yossi says makes a lot of sense, that's why our Gemara goes out of the way to try to establish that the Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Yossi. We learned in the Mishnah, Be'echad b'teves lo hayo maimon. Be'echad b'teves there was no maimon. Why? Because Echad b'teves, given that it was Chanukah, so they said Hallel, so there's no maimon b'shachris. It's Rosh Chodesh, so there's no maimon by Musaf, and perhaps by Mincha. And it was also a day of a carbon eitzim, so there was no maimon by Ne'ilah. Amalei makshisha b'reid of Chizal Ravashi. So makshisha said to Ravashi, Maishna Hallel the doch the day. On a day that is hallow, we don't say a maimid by shachris. The way most Rishonim explain the Gemara in the Mishnah is that we don't say a maimid by shachris when we're saying hallow by shachris. We still are mispal shachris, we just don't say a maimid. There are some Rishonim, however, who suggest that we don't daven shachris at all because we're busy with hallow. But that's not Pasha Peshat in the Mishnah. So, ask the Gemara, going back to what the Tanakhama in our Mishnah on Daf Chav Vav Amar Aleph said, the Tan in the Mishnah on Daf Chav Vav Amar Aleph says that on a day where there's Maimed, where there's Hal, we don't have Maimed the Shachris. Or Maishna Musaf to Loidoch the day. The Mishnah says that when there's a Halal by when there's musaf, we don't have a maimid by mincha. Seems to be that we don't have a maimid by mincha, but we don't have a maimid by nila, but we do have by musaf. Why does it not doicha its own tefillah? Answer the Gemara, Amalei Ravashi, hashtu the day of the day, and ask, so the Gemara says, hashtu the lav the day dochi, if it's not doicha its own maimid, the day like Hoshkein, certainly it should be doicha itself. Amalei Hach kaminala. The Gemara's question was, Lelitcha el the day. He says, of course the Mishnah will agree that the maimid of, that by day that is musaf, it's doicha, the maimid of musaf. The Gemara's question is, why is it not doicha only musaf? Why does it have the ability to be doicha mincha or ni'ila? Amalei, so he says, Ikar Rav Yosi to Kaik Vasach. So Rav Ashi says to Makshishi, you know what? Rav Yosi actually holds like you. And Rav Yosi actually holds that on a day where there is musaf, it's only doicha, the maimid of musaf, but it's not doicha, the maimir of mincha. The Tanya, Rav Yosi Omer, we learned the Brayse of Yosi says, Kol yom sheyesh be musaf yesh be maimid. Any day when we have a musaf, we also have a maimid. And we need to understand maimid the mai. What does Rav Yosi mean with this statement? Ilema, perhaps you'd want to say that what Rav Yosi means to say is maimid the shachris. That when there's a maimid of musaf, there is also still, when there is a carbon musaf, there's also still going to be maimed by shachris. Ask the Gemara. We don't need Rabbi Yosi to say that. Everybody agrees that when there's a carbon musaf, it may be doicha maimed of musaf, or muncha, of nila, but it certainly doesn't affect the maimed of shachris. So that's nothing unique that Rabbi Yosi is adding here. Ela maimed the musaf. Do you want to say that if there's a carbon musaf, we still have a maimed by musaf? Ask the Gemara, the day Namilidachi, as we learned earlier, doesn't the carbon musaf have the ability to supersede the maimon of musaf? Elo, the mincha. What Rabbi Yosi is trying to say is that even though there's a carbon musaf, and even though that carbon musaf is doicha, the maimon of musaf, it's not doicha, the maimon of mincha. And we're going to skip the next couple of words, as the Gra tells us to, Shma Mina. From here we see the day, the maimed of the carbon musaf has the ability the day dochi to be doicha the maimed of musaf, the lav the day, but the carbon musaf does not have the ability to be doicha lav the day mincha, which is not connected to carbon musaf, Shma Mina. Ask the Gemara, that just like we learned in the Mishnah, that Rosh Chodesh Tevis, there was no maimed, because on Rosh Chodesh Tevis we had Hallel for Chanukah and Karban Musaf for Rosh Chodesh and Karban Eitzim, so to Rosh Chodesh Nissen. For listening, Nami Bechad Nissen lo haya b'maimid. Then in Mechad Nissen there was no maimid, because Sheish by Hallel, because it's Rosh Chodesh, and it's Karban Musaf because it's Rosh Chodesh and it's a day of Karban Eitzim. Amar Rava, says Rava, from here we see Zois Ameris Halila de Bereish Shachalav de Raisa. Although on Chanukah we do say Hallel, that doesn't affect the Hallel of that has nothing to do with the Hallel of Rosh Chodesh. On Rosh Chodesh there is no Chiv de Raisa to say Hallel, and many Rishonim from here say, the Ramban specifically says from here, we see that the concept of saying Hallel is a Chiv deraisa, because the Gemara here is saying that in Rosh Chodesh there is no Chiv to say Hallel. It seems to be that every other time that we say Hallel, there is a Chiv to say Hallel. But the Rambam disagrees. The Rambam holds that the Chiv to say Hallel is only the Rabbanan. Others say it's something called a status of Divrei Seifrim. Divrei Seifrim is somewhere in between the Reis and the Rabbanon. Others say that even if it's the Rabbanon, since it's at the Konis Nevi'im, it has a very strong rule, and if somebody forgot to say Hallel, he would have to say it. The Amar Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Shim Ben Yitzadik. Shmoneh Esrei Yom, there are 18 days of the year, Yochid Goyim Brinis Ahal. There's an obligation, there's a chiv to say Ahal. We'll explain this terminology of Yochid Goyim Brinis Ahal more later. Ve'elahin. Where are they? Shmoyne Shimei Chag, the 8 days of Sukkot. Why do we say on every one of the 8 days of Sukkot Hallel? So, there are a number of reasons. One reason given is that since every day of Sukkot, as we know, the animals, the amount of animals that were brought by the Korban Musaf were a different number, so each day is unique, and therefore there's a separate chiv to say Hallel on every day of Sukkot. Another reason is because since every day of Sukkot we have to in the Beis Hamikdash they used the Dalaminim, so every day has its own mitzvah, and since every day has its own mitzvah, therefore Hallel is said on every day separately. Shmoneh Shmei Chanukah, the 8 days of Chanukah. Why is Hallel said every day of Chanukah separately? So the Mefarshim explained, since on every day of Hallel there was a greater nes than the day before, because the nes kept on getting bigger, there was less oil, or that the same oil could keep on burning, so that's why for every day we say separate Hallel. Another pshat is because every day is different, because a different number of candles burnt, lit every day. And the Shmuley Alekid explains that just like we learned in the Torah when the Nesiim brought the Karbonos at the inauguration of the Mishkan, every day was a Yontif. The Shmoneh Shimei Chanukah correspond to the Chanukah Samizbeach, and every day of the Chanukah Samizbeach there was a separate Yontif to say Hallel. Yontif Arishin Shal Pesach, the first day of Pesach, we say Hallel, but we don't say Hallel, we don't have to say whole Hallel besides the first day. Why don't we say besides the first day? So either because there's nothing unique about the other days, or the Mefarshim explained, because the Medrash says that on Shvi Shal Pesach we don't say Hallel. The reason we don't say Hallel on Shvi Shal Pesach is because, as the Gemara says, Bikshu Malachi Asharis Loi Mahallel, the Malachim wanted to say Hallel as the Egyptians fell into the sea, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu told them Ma'aseh Yodai Tovim Bayam, my creations, I created the person, is drowning, that's why we don't say Hallel on Shvi Shal Pesach. Therefore, say the Paiskim, the Taz says this, if we're not going to say Hallel on Shvi Shal Pesach, which is a Yontif, and we're going to say Hallel on Chol HaMoed, it's certainly an embarrassment, and therefore we don't say Hallel on Chol HaMoed either. The Chavis Yor asks that if there's a concept of Ma'aseh Yodai Tovim B'Yoyim V'Atam Omrim Shira, that we shouldn't say Shira because the Egyptians fell into the Yam, so how do we say Shira? We said Oz Yashir as a result of Kriyas Yamsuf. So the Chavis Yor answers that the Malachim wanted to say Shira as the Mitzriim were falling into the Yam. So Kadosh Baruch Hu said, if the Mitzrim are falling into the Yam, and they're my Ma'aseh Yodai, it's inappropriate to say Hallel at that time. However, Klal Yisrael, says the Chavis Yor, only said the Shira after the Mitzrim fell into the Yam. Then they could say Shira. And the Chasam Sofer takes this point a step further. He says, the Malachim wanted to say Shira to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the great nes that the Mitzrim drowned in the Yam. To that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told them it's inappropriate to say Hallel. But Klal Yisrael were taking the Hallel not as the Shira, not as a point of Hallel to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for drowning the Mitzrim. They were using the Shira as a way to express that their Avodas Hashem would grow, because they realize the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As we say in the Shira, Zakeli Vanveyu Hisnol Fun of a Mitzvah, that is permitted even if it's a result of Ma'aseh Yodai Tovim B'Yoyim. V'Yontif Shel Atzeres, and Hallel is said on the first day of Shavuos. Ubegoyla, in Chutz Laretz, where we have Yontav Sheni Shalgalius, says the Gemara, Esr Vechajoyim. Hal is set for 21 days. Elohim, what are the 21 days? Tisha Shimei Chag, 9 days of Sukkot, we include Simchas Torah. Shemana Shimei Chanukah, 8 days of Chanukah. Shnei Yom Rishonim Shal Pesach, we in Chutz Laretz keep 2 days of Pesach. Ubeid Yom Tom Shal Tzeres, and 2 days of Shuas. Says the Gemara, Rav Ikla LeBavel. Rav came to Bavel. Chazina de Kakara Halila Bereish Yarcha. He saw that they said Halil on Reish Chodesh. Sava Laf Sekinu. So he wanted to stop them. Because our Gemara just taught us that we don't say Halil on Reish Chodesh. However, Kivin de Chazda Kamadalga de Lugi, once they said, he saw that they're skipping certain parts. As we know, that we don't say on Reish Chodesh Lailanu, no Hafti. Omar, Shmamina Minig of a Sayin of Yadayim, they're just saying the Hallel because it's a Minig, and therefore they could continue saying the Hallel. There's a very fundamental Machloikis Rishonim. If a bracha is made on Hallel said on Rosh Chodesh, given that Hallel on Rosh Chodesh is only a Minig, the Rambam says that we don't make a bracha on Hallel said on Rosh Chodesh, but Tosfos here quotes the Rabbeinu Tam that even on a Minig, we do make a bracha. And Taisha says a very nice raya. He says, if bracha was not said on Hallel, so why did Rav bring a proof that the only reason they're saying Hallel is because Minig Av Asayim B'Yadayim, because they skipped sections of the Hallel? He could have brought a proof from the fact that they didn't make a bracha. Is a raya, says Taisha, that a bracha they made. And that couldn't have been Rav's raya that they were only saying Hallel as a Minig. Taisus himself asks that if the halacha is that a bracha is made on a minig, so why don't we make a bracha on Hashanahs and Aravos that we take on Sukkos, if we do make brachas on Minhagim? Answers Taisus that since that minig doesn't really represent any real action, we're not saying necessarily something, and we're not doing anything, that's why a bracha is not said. There's another question asked, that why doesn't the Gemara also mention the Hallel that was said on Erev Pesach in the Beis HaMikdash when they brought the Korban Pesach? So a number of answers are given. Tosfos says, Tosfos Masechta Erechin, that since that Hallel was only said in a specific place, a Hallel that's said in a specific place, not said everywhere, is not listed here. Another Teretz says that Hallel was said by the Levim. We're discussing Hallel that's said by all of Klal Yisrael, not only by a specific group of Jews. But the Brisker Rav says a different Teretz. He says that, and this really answers the question, why we don't make a bracha on the Hallel that we say by the Seder. So he says that the Hallel that's said by the Seder, the Hallel that's said Erev Pesach, when they brought the Korban Pesach, is not said as Hallel. Rather, it's said it's a shira. We're singing the praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So since it's only said the Torah shira, it's not considered a regular form of Hallel, and therefore is not listed in this group. Tana, we learned in a brisa, Yochel lo yaschel, a Yochel should not begin saying Hallel on Rosh Chodesh from Hischel Goymer. But if he did, he completes the Hallel. So there's a number of pshatim in the Rishonim how to explain this Gemara. Some Rishonim say what the Gemara means here is that a yochid, an individual who's davening by himself, should not say Hallel and Rosh Chodesh. Hallel and Rosh Chodesh is only said as part of a tzibur. And actually, this is very relevant la'aloch l'maisa, because the aloch the Ramah says is that if a yochid comes to shul on Rosh Chodesh and they're already saying Hallel, he should, even though he isn't up to Hallel, he's still in the middle of the Pesuk of the Zimra. Since, as we just learned, our Rishonim that hold that on Rosh Chodesh, we don't say, a Yochid doesn't say Hallel, what the Yochid should do is skip to say Hallel with the Tzibur, and then going back to the rest, to go back to Tefillah later. Another Pshat is, said by Rishonim, is that a Yochid says Hallel even on Rosh Chodesh, but he doesn't make a bracha like we just learned from Tosfos that a bracha is made even on Hallel and Rosh Chodesh. That's only when it's said in Tzibur, but not when it's said B'Yichidus. Another pshat is that the Gemara is teaching us that a yachid, if something happened, a nais, only to a yachid, it's not a nais that happened to the tzibur, then it's not appropriate to say halal. Another pshat, according to the Rambam, is that this Gemara is teaching us that halal is said, but it's not said with a bracha. Hey Dvarim, Iris of Asena B'Shavas B'Tamas. So we learned five things happened to our forefathers on Shavas B'Tamas. The Shtabra Luchas V'Nolan, so it's said in the Mishnah that the Luchas were broken in Shavas B'Tamas. Ask the Gemara, how do we know that it happened on this date? The Tanya, B'Shishal Chaydish, Nitnu Aseres Adibis to Yisrael. The Tanakama holds that the Klai Yisrael received the Luchas on 6 days in Sivan. Rav Yosef B'Shivaba, it happened on 7 days in Sivan. Mandam b'shisha nitnu, according to the Mandam that the Luchas were given on 6 days in Sivan, b'shisha nitnu, they were given on 6 days in Sivan, or b'shiva ola Moshe, on the 7th day of Sivan, Moshe Benu went up to Har Sinai to receive the Luchas. Mandam b'shiva, according to Mandam the Torah was given on 7 days in Sivan, b'shiva nitnu, they were given on 7 days in Sivan, or b'shiva ola Moshe, and on 7 days in Sivan, Moshe Benu went up the mountain. The Ksiv, so everybody agrees that 7 days in Sivan is the date that Moshe Benu went up to Har Sinai to receive the Luchas, as the Pasuk says, v'yikra Moshe b'yom ha'shvi. Kosh Baruch Hu invited Moshe up Mount Sinai on 7 days in Sivan. The Ksiv, and the Pasuk says, V'yava Moshe b'soich onan v'yal alahar. Moshe, after receiving this invitation, went up to the mountain. V'hi Moshe b'har, and Moshe was on top of the mountain, aboim yoim v'aboim laila, 40 days and 40 nights. So we count from 7 days in Sivan till the end of Sivan, esrim v'arba the Sivan. So we have 24 days, because Sivan was a month of 30 days. From 7 till 30 is 24. For shit to the Tamas, and then we have 16 days of Tamas, Malul Arboim, so the complete 40 days are ended, B'Shivs B'Tamas, so in 17 days in Tamas, Nochus, Moshe Rabbeinu descended from the mountain, also he came with Tavrinu Leluchas and he broke the Luchas. B'Ksiv, V'Yikishakar V'Lamachna, because the Moshe Rabbeinu came close to the Machna, V'Yaras Eagle, he saw the Eagle, V'Yashleich, he dropped the luchas, and he broke them at the bottom of the mountain. But la tamid, we learned on the 17 days of Tammuz was a day that they stopped bringing the carbon tamid. So the Gemara, we have a tradition that was what happened on that day. Hufka ir b'yud zayin hava. As the Gemara, we learned that the walls of Yerushalayim were breached on 17 days in Tammuz. Ask the Gemara Ksiv, B'chodesh Revi, B'tishil Chodesh, V'chazaka Rabbi Ir. It was in the fourth month in Tammuz. On the 9th of the month, the hunger was very strong. The Sibbe Esrei B'tibaki Ir, the walls were breached. So we see it happened on the 9th, not on the 17th. Answers the Gemara, Amarava Loi Kasha, Kambri Shoina. In the base of Migdash Rishon, the walls were breached on 9 days in Tammuz. Kambri Shniya. In the Samid Shaini, it was 17 days in Tammuz. Tanya, Mershoina, Hufkeir, Petish B'Tammuz. In the Samid Shrishin, the walls were breached on 9 days in Tammuz. B'Shniya, in the Samid Shaini, it was Shivasabah. So the Rishonim ask if the walls were breached by the Samid Shrishin on 9 days in Tammuz, and therefore that day was established as a fast day, so that should remain a fast day forever. How did they change it to 17 days in Tammuz? So Tzva says that the Nevi'im knew that the Beis HaMikdash Sheni, the walls will be breached on 17 days in Tammuz, and the Churban Beis Sheni is a much more significant Churban. It's a Churban that's lasted so much longer. Between the Churban Rishon and Sheni, there were only 70 years. We're in Golus for thousands of years. Therefore, says the Ritva, they established the fast for Shavas B'Tamas. Another pshat was that they never established a specific day in Tammuz to be a fast day. They say, in Tammuz we have to fast for the breaching of the wall of Yerushalayim. So originally maybe they fasted on 9 days in Tammuz, but it was not that it was made specific to a certain day. The Yeshua Yankov explains like this. The Beis HaMikdash Rishon was destroyed because they worshipped Avodah Zarah. We know, as the Gemara teaches us, that the Avodah Zarah, the Yetzirah for Avodah Zarah was eliminated. So the need to fast because of that was also eliminated. The only reason they need to fast now is because the Churban HaBayis, Sheni, which was destroyed because of Sinas Chinim, which that still exists, and that's why that fast remains, not the first one. And we learned in the Mishnah that Tsarf Afstimus is a Torah, that Afstimus burnt the Torah in Shavas Matamis, says the Gemara, that too we know from a Gemara, from a tradition.